Erevin Perik Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph 4:11, the last of the Perik. It says Misha Yatza Chutz L'Tchum. If a person on Shabbos walks beyond the Tchum, he leaves the perimeter around the city, let's say. Afilu Ama Achas, even just one Ama out of the Tchum, Lo Yikanes, so now he's stuck. You'll recall we said earlier in the Perik, in the third Mishnah, we said that if someone who leaves the Tchum for a permitted reason, like Hatzelus Nefashos, something like that. So we said he gets a new Tuchum of 2,000 Amos around where he ended up. And if his new Tuchum overlaps the old Tuchum, he can go back where he came from, no problem. That's only for someone who leaves Ba'ones, he's dragged out, or he left Beheter, or even Meshogeg. This person who's acting B'mezid, he wasn't careful and he left the Tuchum, even just one Amma out. So now he's stuck. And the Tanakam holds the Chiddush is even though now all we give him is Dalet Amos, and his new Dalet Amos into which he'll be confined for the rest of Shabbos overlaps with the old Tchum. Nevertheless, Tanakam holds that doesn't help. The fact that the old and new Tchum overlap doesn't help him one bit. He's now confined to his new Tchum, and that's that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shtayim. Rabbi Eliezer holds even if he went up to two Amos out of the Tchum, so then he's going to be okay. Yikanes, he can go back in. Because he, Rabbi Eliezer, holds that we do hold of the overlapping Havlas Tchumen if the two Tchumen overlap, so you can still go back to your old Tchum. So that being the case, since according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have, when you get a Dalet Amos, you find yourself automatically in the middle and you get two Amos in each direction. So his new Dalet Amos into which he's confined will go two Amos in all directions, and since he only went two or fewer Amos out, so then his new Dalet Amos overlaps the old Tchum, and that being the case, since Rabbi Eliezer holds of Havla'ah, of overlapping Tchumen, so he can go back. That goes just to two. Shalosh, if he went now three Amos out, so now his new Dalet Amos don't overlap the old Tchum, that being the case, Lo Yikanes, he may not go back. Okay, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that if a person leaves his tchum not by onus and not by shogeg but by mezid, so then he may not go back, and that's true even if he leaves just one amma out. That's it, he can't go back. He's confined to Dalet Amos, and that's that. If he just puts one leg out, so then we do let him retract the leg and go back where he came from, because we measure based on where the rove of a person's body is, the majority of his body, and one leg isn't the majority. So one leg wouldn't trap him, but one amma out already would trap him. Okay, new case. Misha hechshich chutz l'tchum. A person on Erev Shabbos finds himself that Shabbos came in, hechshich means it got dark, and he was outside of the tchum, meaning he was more than 2,000 amos out away from his city. So that was a mistake. It's not the case, the previous case, it's a new story here, but since he didn't find himself within the Tchum as Shabbos came in, he can't treat himself as a regular member of the city. Afilo Amma Achas, even if he's just one Amma out, so it's too bad, because now he's not in the Tchum of the city, and that being the case, Lo Yikanes, he cannot go in. Now the Bartanur learns Lo Yikanes means he can't go in at all, because the person did a foolish thing. What he thought was, I dafka want to be like a city resident, and since he's outside the Tchum, he's had intention to be kona a makom shvisa in the city, which he couldn't do, and therefore he gets nothing. So he's stuck with just Dalet Amos, and he's confined. And that's why he can't go into the city. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens that under normal circumstances, if a person didn't think specifically to mess himself up, so then Lo Yikanes means he gets 2,000 Amos in all directions, and since he wasn't inside the Tchum of the city when Shabbos came in, he won't get the whole city's Tchum, but he will get 2,000 Amos towards the city. And if that overlaps with some of the city, so fine. Up to 2,000 Amos, into the city he can go. And if his house were on that side of town, he could even go into his house. Just the point is, his status is not like a regular city member who gets the entire city plus 2,000 Amos around the perimeter. Rather, he gets 2,000 Amos from where he was when Shabbos came in, and no more, and he can't go any further than that in the city. That also is the lacha, as Shulchan Aruch brings it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, filu chamesh asra Amos. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he finds himself within 15 Amos of the Tchum, where it's marked off, this is the end of the 2,000 Amos around the city, Yikanes, he could go in. Why? She'en ha-meshochos mematzin es hamidos b'bnei hatoin. because the people who are the surveyors who measure the 2,000 amos, meshuchos means like the people who pull it, because remember the old, like the chains, I don't know if they still use them, they used to measure like the 10 yards in football with the chains. So we'll see more in the next parak how they measure these things, but for now just imagine that they've kind of pulled these chains. So the meshuchos, people who pull the chains to measure the distance, more on that again, like I said, the real, how they worked back then in the next parak. But the point is that the surveyors who are doing the measuring left a little wiggle room. And in fact, it left exactly 15 amos of wiggle room because they know people make mistakes. That's what it says here. They're not mematzin esamidos. They don't are not precise in their measurements. But they had toen because they know people make mistakes. They walk out on accident without paying attention. Now they're stuck. So to prevent people from being stuck, we have some wiggle room. Now, with the most Rishon learn, so Rabbi Shimon is going on both cases of the Mishnah. It's saying in general, there's always like about 50, there's a 15 amma fudge factor around, and if you're within 15 amos, you kind of can go back. The way the Bartanura learns, this Rabbi Shimon is going just on the second case, and we're saying this guy accidentally didn't find himself close enough for Shabbos. He got close but no cigar, so we will let him rely on this, you know, this 15 amma buffer zone. But in the previous case, according to Bartanura, anyways, since he left bemazed wantonly, we won't afford him this leniency of relying on the 15 amma of wiggle. Rather, he left the area demarked as the end of the tchum, so now he's stuck, and now he can't go back in. That's the Bartanura learns. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, meaning the halacha is like the Tana Kama, meaning that there's no 15 amma buffer zone, and if you're outside, then you just get 2,000 amas from where you were when Shabbos came in. And if in the first case, like I said before, it's like the Tana Kama, again, meaning that if you left even one amma out of your tchum, now you're stuck, you can't go back where you came from. Next time you have to be a lot more careful.